This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Something just hit me. They're trying to affect the future battle space with a war with Russia to shut down the press here. They're also gearing up for a physical civil war and activating their minions towards violence. They may be planning a hot war with us. Oh, man.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
James Wesley Rawls, one of the top survivalist experts, formerly with Army Intelligence, is our guest. Great guy. Great breakdown. Amy in Texas, you're on the air with your question or comment. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you so much for taking my call. It's a pleasure to meet you guys.
Thank you for calling. You're awesome. Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask if they believe that, if James believes that this whole thing with Russia is really honestly just a false flag, no different than the whole Pizzagate earlier. And, of course, what they're, doing right now in the Middle East with Israel, if they're trying to do all of this to just disguise what they're honestly doing in the background.
That's a great question. James, is there any other big event that they're diverting us from right now?
There's a few. The plebiscite in Italy, for example, has not been very well covered in the United States at all. I think that vote is just as important as Brexit, and yet it's hardly been covered in the American press. And the events in Syria are really being spun by the mass media and making it look as if it's just two parties involved when there's actually three or four. The situation in Syria is actually quite complex, and there's any number of different sequences of events that could play out into turning it into a full-blown regional war or even blowing it up into a world war.
This is just how World War I began.
Yes. Yeah. There's so many forces in play in Syria, so many vested interests, and so many proxies, it's almost impossible to count the number.
It gets so Machiavelli, no one's in control.
Well, I really don't think that Assad is in control of the situation at all. He's basically trying to play the Russians off to his own advantage. But when you come right down to it, there's too many moving pieces there.
That's right. And the Russians have now allied with Turkey, that's enemies with Syria.
Well, people are not recognizing the fact that Russia is just as committed to stopping Islamic terrorism as the Trump administration.
Probably more so because they're totally encircled by it.
Well, yes. If you look at what's gone on in all of the Stan countries surrounding Russia on its southern tier, and what happened in Chechnya, they have really borne the brunt of it. It's countries like Israel and countries like Russia that are paying the price in blood in much more copious quantities than the United States.
Absolutely. And notice now suddenly Russia and Israel have been kind of at loggerheads. Now they're friendlier. This is just a crazy time to be alive because so many battle lines are being redrawn, again, just like you have before a major world war. Amy in Texas, great question. Any other points?
No, I just want to thank you for everything you're doing, and I guess stay vigilant, really. And I'll just continue to try to stay on top of everything.
You too. Listen, you're the power of this broadcast. You're amazing, and thanks for putting up with me. James Wesley Rawls, I'm going to take more calls after you're gone. I appreciate you joining us. In the 50 seconds we have left, other points.
Well, I'd just like to encourage listeners to be ready for a clampdown on the Internet, as I mentioned before. Be proactive, folks. Go to your favorite news and alternative news websites. There's a tool that you can use on the Internet called IP Lookup. You need to look up the dotted quad addresses for all your favorite websites and write them down.
That's right, because they can only really block the getting via the URL, but if you have the code number saved, you have their address.
Right. If you have that dotted quad address, even if their website is taken down by the powers that be, you can still get to their server. So write down those dotted quad addresses, folks.
That's right. In fact, I want to get our quad address posted on InfoWars at the bottom. That's a great point. Mr. Rawls, thank you so much. I want to get you back in the near future. Thanks for the time.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I got a bunch of callers I'm going to get to. I have several excerpts when I was on National Russian Television and their view towards America and wanting us to be great and wanting us to be nationalistic and kick Soros out. They understand we're infested by the very same multinationals they are. So that's coming up. I want to play some excerpts of Obama and his Pearl Harbor speech that was very powerful. The problem is his policies are all the opposite of it. So that's coming up. That's some of the best speech writers in the world. But I've told the reporters, whenever you've got something big, something you want to focus on, something you're passionate on, I'd love for you to come tell me and you know, pop in for 10, 15 minutes. Rob Dew's coming in about mump spread on college campuses. It's happening in public schools and campuses to vaccinated people and in areas where they have over 90% vaccinated. We'll say that again. Who gets the flu in the studies? People that get the flu shot. Who gets Alzheimer's? People that get the flu shot. Who has lower IQs? People that get the flu shot. Who gets the measles, mumps, rubella? Who gets the hepatitis? Flu shot, hepatitis shot, MMR shot. That's giving it to you. My dad is a recently retired medical individual, oral surgeon, regular dentist, managed over 200 medical clinics before he retired because of Obamacare. And guess what? He said with his patients and his doctors,
he would have so many old people that they had for decades who would die or disappear, and you'd see them 6 months later, they'd have legs sawed off and stuff from shingles. And he'd say, did you take the vaccine? Yeah, I took it a week before and got it. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, and people say, you don't believe in the science of immunization? No, I know you can get acquired immunity from smallpox or whatever. The point is there's always been a risk. They're not telling you. And now this stuff is cooked up scientifically in these secret labs by globalists who have diplomatic and criminal immunity, and taxpayers secretly have to pay in the vaccine damage fund. It's social engineering. The same government that did secret radiological and syphilis tests on the American people, you know, as it's come out, it wasn't just the black folks we now learn. It was people in Appalachia. It was poor people in Peru getting injected with syphilis, folks. This is the eugenicists, the psychopaths, the child molesters, the people that want to feed on humanity. They want to get into power positions in medical tyranny. The Nazis pioneered it. Learn about it. But Leanne, we've told everybody for years, they're putting AI in your phone. Siri tracks you, records intel, games you on products, rips you off, scams you. Mm-hmm. Now, hello privacy, or goodbye privacy, hello Alexa, Amazon Echo, the home robot that hears it all.
It's so great. It's wonderful.
And it admits the feds are dialed into it. They're tracking everything we do. It's total control. It's going to make humans obsolete. You've got a bunch of articles on this. So they've gone from denying, hey, don't cover up your webcam, Alex is crazy, to the FBI director saying, cover your webcam, but it doesn't matter. You're still going to have to accept it. Leanne.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, you were talking a little earlier in the show about the singularity and how they're not even trying to hide it anymore. They're trying to make it cool. And if it's this new, great, wonderful thing, man's going to merge with machines. Well, I'm sure a lot of people, especially with the Christmas holiday, were buying VR headsets and things like that. This is kind of the new computing platform. It's going to be the next major thing, virtual reality. Well, this is going to give them unprecedented surveillance, very intimate. So it's not just they're tracking your eye motion and they're putting heat sensors in things to
figure out. Heart rate.
Yes. I mean, they're mining all of this data from our bodies, your head movements, your facial expressions. They're going to give it to corporations, governments, law enforcement as well. And what their end game is, they're really, you know, right now what they're really trying to work on is getting power over our emotions. And they even admit that these things are going to, well, here's the creepy thing, is that they're really excited about the fact that...
Oh, well, that's called mind control.
Oh, yeah. And they openly admit it, that they are going to nudge you via these avatars. They're very excited that you're going to be
that's
living in these
Sunstein
avatars.
That's the Cass term. He said we're going to nudge you, bully you.
Yep.
And he's the guy that originally wanted the ban on fake news, whatever he says it is.
Right. I mean, it's totally incredible. They're not even trying to hide it anymore. Their endgame here, they say avatars are going to form the foundation of your identity in VR. So not even taking into account the psychological aspects of being digitally embodied online. So they're also talking about how they're going to use these avatars to nudge you. So, for instance, if you are looking online in virtual reality and you're learning about a certain religion or a certain politician who's running for office.
They already track you. Now they're going to not just predict the future, they're going to control the future.
They're going to control your thoughts. They're going to make your avatar smile or frown. For instance, if you're talking about Trump, it'll frown like it. So then psychologically you start to identify with your avatar, and that is their
And
ending.
It says the avatar will raise your baby. Your kid won't just watch TV and be programmed now. It'll be there with all these little AI systems controlling you and reporting back what you do to your kids.
This is one chief data scientist at an unnamed Silicon Valley company telling a Harvard business professor. He says, the goal of everything we do is to change people's actual behavior at scale. We can capture their behaviors, identify good and bad behaviors, and develop ways to reward the good and punish the bad.
So they admit, we're not just selling you Amazon stuff or Google stuff. We're tracking you. We're going to control your life, like China announced with Zuckerberg last year, and have a internet database avatar, your social score with the government corporations, where if you don't play ball, they start delisting you until you're completely delisted, and then you can't have jobs in the physical world. The literal mark of the beast, and schools and major churches bring in the Kinect systems from Microsoft mm-hmm. and the other systems from Amazon because they get discounts. Oh, we're going to give you cheaper stuff if you put this in your house, because it's a literal government spy robot.
Right.
Which they admit is meant to mind control you.
Right. It's physical surveillance.
Do we get awards for warning people 10 years before, Leanne?
No.
Oh, no, we're the kooks. I forgot.
Right.
We're the fake news.
Fake news. Right, and so they also talk about how these virtual reality environments, they already know that they have an effect on people psychologically. They're using this research to help people with post-traumatic stress disorder, for instance. That's a great use of these virtual reality.
What it does is it really flashes and put you into a hypno state.
Yeah, and that's another thing, too. A lot of people don't understand this virtual reality. When you saw the picture with Mark Zuckerberg and he was walking, all the people were in their VR headsets, but he was the only one.
That he's still human. They're now in a pod. They're now proto-matrix.
Imagine what's going to happen in 5-10 years when everything gets automated. We have hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people out of a job. They don't know what to do with us. So they're just going to hook us up to these VR machines and let us live our life with these avatars.
Until it programs you with your free will to decide your family and others are going to get more credits or the charity of your wish if you go ahead and opt for the euthanasia.
Right.
And you'll be sent to the euthanasia center and then be turned into Soylent Green. And by the way, you go, wait, but that's a movie. No, they've announced your body will be liquefied and turned into plant food to, quote, feed the ecosystem. They've all got it gamed out where you're going to be basically put in a mind control pod until you agree to commit suicide. And again, I put in my book, Descent into Tyranny, in 2002, the Army plan declassified by the Federation of American Scientists in the 70s to actually have us go into VR pods, then accept wires, then accept to be in tanks from birth that heat our own system and supply power to the computers.
Right.
You go, wait, I heard about that in a movie. No, that's a movie based on the real plan.
The real thing. Why do you think they're making clothing that can charge your phone via the movement of our bodies?
And again,
our bodies are batteries.
And I'm going to ask you, Leanne, we're electrochemical.
Right.
Do you really think humans cooked this up?
Ooh, I don't
know. I mean, this looks like some kind of interstellar, interdimensional colonization.
Beyond, I think, human conception, especially.
This doesn't look too friendly. I think this has been used before.
Right.
Oh, the Bible says there's a guy fell the planet. He's running the show. Not very nice. Oh, yeah, there we go. The Bible warns you, so we have a leg up about the mark of the beast and the false reality. The whole world sees the beast at once and worships him. That's broadcast. That's TV. Even the elect would give over their will to it and have a grand illusion.
Right.
The churches are worshiping this. The major Christian churches in Austin already have the VR sets during the Sunday school for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And if you say a word, they throw you out of the church because they are active participants in the Great Deception.
Well, that's why you look around and you think this is absolute madness. It's insanity. Why are the bees being put on the endangered species list? Why are we destroying our environment and our food? Why do we even need robot bees to help pollinate our plants and things?
It's an override.
It's madness. And then that kind of takes me to this other story that I thought was interesting. It also sort of ties into the mumps story that Rob Dew will be talking about, because nature has a way of filling in the blanks. If you take out the mumps with the vaccine, it's going to reproduce a more virulent strain. Well, here we have U.S. and China. They're preparing to stage mass trials to edit the genes of cancer patients, or they're trying to take out all of these inheritable diseases.
Yeah, they're making it where all these inheritable diseases that weren't manifesting are now manifesting because of chemicals in the environment. Then they say, we've got to change your genes. Now they patent you. Now they have patentable babies. They admit they're going to social engineer before you even go into embryonic form.
Exactly. Well, this is one professor. He's the author of Modern Prometheus, Editing the Human Genome. He talks about the fact that if they mess with genes and wipe out things like depression, autism, schizophrenia, or Asperger's, this might mean that we will not see geniuses anymore. People like,
by the way, all of that is associated with genius, schizophrenia, Asperger's. They know that.
They're
killing
musicians.
The more advanced of us who are malfunctioning because of chemicals in utero. They know are associated. So they'll say get rid of the glyphosate, messing up babies in utero that would have been super smart. Now they can't handle this incredible brain they've got. No, let's just get rid of all the intelligence.
Right. Let's make everyone just dumbed down and basic. We don't need any geniuses. We don't need anyone coming along and inventing the next light bulb.
Zuckerberg will control us. We're just dumb effers.
Right. We don't need any musical geniuses or, they've got like Tennessee Williams.
Remember, Zuckerberg calls us dumb effers.
Right.
He goes, I can't believe the dumb effers trust me.
Right.
And then laughed like a witch, they said.
And laughed because people will just willingly give up all of their information, all their data. Oh, I'm eating this for lunch. I'm going here.
You into it.
Now you're actively putting on your VR headset that Facebook, don't forget.
And next is the wirehead. Next is the chip. And your 10-year-old will be like, all my friends have the new chip. You know, and the government's like, we now have rules that by age 10, the child's allowed to have it. It's your right. We're going to let you socialize your child. They're already talking about we're going to make sure children as young as 3 will be able to get the chip if they want.
Right.
That's why California passed a law. 11 and up can get vaccines without parental consent.
Even though they know this is causing brain damage in young children, they're still heavily advertising to kids via these video games.
Leanne, I'm going to shoot a special report for the Nightly News or whatever. If you want to join me this afternoon, or are you doing the news tonight?
David Knight is.
So join me. We'll shoot a special report on all this and more. Thanks. We'll be back with the vaccines.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com.
Article just went up on InfoWars.com. Thanks for joining us. I'm Alex Jones. Please spread the word about all the great stations you're listening to us on and be sure and support them as well. It's so key. New Kit Daniels article at InfoWars.com. Obama launches scorched earth policy in final days before Trump. I'm going to cover this when we start the next segment and go right to your calls, at least for John and Chris and Mark and Uncle Sam and Timothy. I'm going to go to you bam, 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 and then hit some other important news. And Paul Watson's coming in fresh with all the latest developments. Always just an absolute rampaging titan of liberty in the fourth hour from London. But Rob Duggett's really mad. He's got four great kids. He's a good personal friend, friend with my kids. His kids are. We go on vacation together and stuff. And, you know, I love his kids. He loves mine. We do the research. We have the nurses on and doctors on where they come in and say, all right, the bioethics board is ordering us to inject with three shots all the preemies. And they go, but we don't have enough resuscitation and enough breathing machines. They'll start dying. And they go, doesn't matter. It's orders of the company. They inject. The convulsions begin. Then they start losing them. Some they can keep alive, but they won't have enough breathing machines, so some die. And the nurse even leaves to go on break. You know, they stay by and they die. We've had the whistleblowers on. The general media doesn't care. They love it. This is a giant social engineering program. It's not that we don't believe in the science of inoculation. We know there's a social engineering program admitted in the vaccines worldwide. Sterilization, paralyzing people with the polio shots. So Dew's here. You did a great job in a one-minute report for the news. You got 4 minutes. Yep. We got to break. Break it down.
All right. So yeah, this was out on Drudge Report today, and basically what we have are mumps. There's mumps outbreaks going everywhere. The worst is in. There's about 4,000, and they say it's a triple of what was 2015. So this is huge.
But notice in the article, the headline should be "Vaccinated getting mumps."
Exactly.
Most vaccinated getting it. No, it's more vaccines are needed.
Right.
So you have to understand, folks, it's vaccinated people that are getting it. It gives it to you.
And this goes in Arkansas. They've had 2,000 cases this year, from school-aged children all the way to adults.
This is the most vaccinated areas.
Exactly. 90% of these children have been vaccinated.
That's in the article.
Got it. And up to 30 to 40% of the adults were vaccinated. So what is the health director there? And he says, well, maybe we need a third vaccination. We just need a third one. And MMR is one of the most toxic vaccines you can give.
It's three different
ones.
Kids.
Yes.
It's the triple jab, number one, connected to the early onset of neurological disorders. In fact, you have the down in San Antonio.
Earlier this year, the DA at San Antonio, Bexar County DA, Nico LaHood, we have a Nico here, he spoke out. Him and his wife, basically, they give their kid the MMR shot.
Both their kids.
Yeah, both their kids, and they both have problems now. And he's speaking out against it. He's sick and tired of it, and he's been called a crackpot, a kook. He's been called everything under the sun speaking out and doing his
own. Just like Barron reportedly got hurt by a vaccine, and then Trump's back, as he says, you know, they're giving them too many.
Exactly, and they are. We have the most, our vaccine schedule for our kids is the largest in the free world. And we're ranked like 20th or 30th in infant mortality. It's pathetic.
The only country holds higher is South Korea. South Korea gives more than they have a higher.
Exactly.
It's like 1 in 30 now have it. It's 1 in 58 here. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it's causing autoimmune disorder where the brain swells up.
Exactly.
They won't even tell you, oh, your kid's convulsing at age 8, you know, at 18 months after shots today. Oh, give them Benadryl, because the hospital doesn't want to admit they did it.
No.
But all the nurses and all the doctors know.
They do know. And you find that the nurses and the doctors are the ones that don't vaccinate their kids. That's what you find, that they don't vaccinate their kids. And that's what really pisses me off. And then this article, you know, they go to these health officials that are like, well, we need more vaccines. We don't know why this is happening. Maybe it's just the wrong strain.
They also call for arresting those of us that don't vaccinate because we're the reason they're getting sick. Unvaccinated statistically get sick less.
Well, the measles outbreak that happened, which is measles, mumps, and rubella, is this shot. We were finding that it was people who were vaccinated that were spreading the disease.
And they admitted in the article. And look, there's hundreds they want to make mandatory.
Yeah.
Already 40-something they're saying are mandatory. There's no law, but they're trying to pass laws.
Well, California is getting bad. That's the worst place right now. People are speaking out. People are fighting back. You'd think, you know, maybe that's why a lot of people are moving to Texas now, because they don't like these vaccine laws. But not enough people are speaking out.
And again, this is not our opinion. If you're a new viewer, we know learned immunity is real. And if something's dangerous enough, you can take the risk of a vaccine. There's liability protection, secret courts for vaccine makers under national security since the 80s, since 82. It's a secret program. They are adding stuff. They've been caught all over the world, sterilizing, reducing fertility, causing women to have miscarriages, sterilants, you name it.
And, you know, I'll say this, Alex. All my kids got the chickenpox. They're fine. They have lifelong immunity now.
Makes them stronger.
It does. We had we have an employee here whose daughter, he got his daughter vaccinated, and she was crying and all throughout the night. It kept calling the doctor. Is she okay? She goes, oh, that's normal. It's normal that they cry all night now after they get a shot. That's normal.
They say it's even normal not to talk a few days.
Exactly. That's all normal. Oh, he starts stumbling after they start walking.
He can't walk. Now they're saying in the news, it's normal you can't walk. And sometimes they quit breathing. Well, it's for the greater good.
I got one more little antidote. Back in 1990, I got the mumps, and I had the damn MMR vaccine. It doesn't work.
My uncle took a tetanus shot, almost killed him. My mother took a flu shot, almost died. She was a triathlete then, winning state championships. And on the UT Masters team, beating former Olympic athletes.
Read the damn
bye-bye
info,
swimming career when she took that shot at 40-something. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Read the info.
We're on the march. The empire's on the
run. 44 mag in the head.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Kind of sounds like Christmas music, doesn't it? But it's not. Here come the killers. Obama gave his speech in Hawaii. It was pretty powerful. I agree with all of it. The speechwriter wrote it. And he talks about peace on earth and coming together and global harmony. When Obama is turning loose jihadis all over the world, financing wars, selling us out to the communist Chinese, lying about our election, saying a foreign power was involved, when he said it was insane that no one would be involved in our election, we pointed out they were the ones trying to steal it. New story up on Infowars.com. Obama launches scorched earth policy in final days. And it just goes through the starting the wars, throwing Israel under the bus, Regardless of what you think about Israel, there's a no-brainer. Israel has 400 to 600 nuclear weapons and delivery systems that are high-tech, some of the best out there. They're not going anywhere. This will only have the Arabs uprise more than ever. He's doing this with 22 days left to give Trump a global crisis. And then Howard Dean's bragging. Trump's going to cause such a big crisis, he's going to cause World War III. Ha, ha, ha. You're the ones trying to cause that. So you see the scripting. They talk to us like we're idiots. But if we don't just take what they say on face value, but look at it in context, these are a pack of scum. We need your support now more than ever. I'm going to expand in the face of this tyranny and their attempt to censor us and all the rest of it. InfoWars is not just going to sit idly by and watch these criminals take over. We're extending Christmas specials into January 1st with free shipping store-wide, 50 to 25% off on all the nutraceuticals, all the supplements, big discounts on non-GM heirloom seeds, water filtration systems, high-quality, fresh, produced right here in America, storable foods. Everybody should be getting self-sufficient or as independent as you can get while offensively engaging in the information war. InfoWarsStore.com, free store-wide shipping, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We're running out of Super Male Vitality. We have plenty of Super Female Vitality, even though they say it works better for women. It's incredible. It's done to my stamina, my libido, just my focus, everything, my skin, that and the X2. The reason I'm selling out of everything is I don't want to have to pay. Texas doesn't have an income tax, but it's got, for people that actually employ folks and have inventory, they've got a state income tax on property. It's a state property tax on businesses, really. It gets bigger all the time. They just keep raising it and raising it. So I try to keep inventory down as much as we can, or it really hits the overall operation in a big way and doesn't let us continue on even at current levels. So we're going to sell out, hopefully, of everything by January 1st. It'll be a few weeks or maybe even a few months with some items that we have that will not be available. So check it all out today and know that your purchase is a total win-win, because you cannot lose. You're funding an organization that tells it like it is and is having a giant effect. So thank you all for your support. I want to get into some clips of when I was on big national Russian TV last week. The reason this is so important is this is independent media. It's not state-run in Russia. Russia has plenty of that. A couple of these guys are top advisors to Vladimir Putin. So you can hear their view on things, and there's also an intro piece about me and stuff. I'm not going to play all of it. I was on the show an hour, but we probably should post the whole thing to InfoWars. It's got a English translation on it, but it's not as good as our in-house translation that we did with Daria. So, again, that's coming up in a few minutes. I said I'd play Obama, but I don't know if I have time ahead of Watson. But let's go ahead and go to your calls. Let's talk to who's up first here. Uncle Sam in the great city of New Orleans. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex. Good day. I have to correct you on something. About a month ago, you mentioned that you never heard or met anybody coming out of Harvard that was worth anything. I want to give you a name. Professor Iris Mack. That's with a K, M-A-C-K. Harvard educated. Here's another anomaly about her. She's a black woman raised in New Orleans. That's a libertarian. Trumped for Trump. She has now come out with a new book. It's called The Wall Street Bailout for Main Street. You want to get her as a guest.
I want her on. Sounds like I want to carry the book. I want to read it. Let me be clear. I think you're paraphrasing what I said. I said so many of the globalists that are so horrible are out of Harvard. That's really the criminal conspiracy right there, along with Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. And you've got people like Professor Boyle out of Harvard, people like Steve Pachinik that are exposing the system. There's a ton of great people out of Harvard. I'm saying predominantly it's these delusional globalists that think they're God's gift to the planet that go to Harvard to be recruited by the globalists to be part of the criminal operation. Chicago Business School as well. So that's mainly where they're farming their criminal operatives.
She was recruited by Larry Summers and worked on Wall Street with him. She was one of the first people to blow the whistle on the derivatives fraud.
What's her name again? I think I've heard of her. I mean, I've had Naomi Prinz also that was in all that. She's exposed it. What's her name?
Professor Iris Mack, M-A-C-K. MIT, Harvard, Tulane, physics, mathematician.
Right, we'll get her on. We'll get her on. Very exciting. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to John in Wyoming. There's so many great people out there. So tell us about these folks. John in Wyoming, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I agree with you 100%. I think Obama and John Kerry are going to try to precipitate a false flag operation, blame not only Putin but Trump supporters for it, as well as precipitate a civil war before he goes out on his scorched earth policy so he can declare martial law and start picking up people's firearms. This is what it's all about. I mean, this man, look what he's done. He sent $150 billion to the Iranians to help their nuclear program.
And by the way, none of us are spectators in this, whether you want to be or not. We're under attack. This unprecedented insanity is happening. They're trying to cause a civil war in Israel right now.
That's right. And another thing to remember, look, Obama has promoted solar energy and wind energy in America for 8 years. But why doesn't he promote it in Iran? Because the Iranians can't make nuclear weapons with solar panels or wind turbines. So he's promoting nuclear energy there, just like Clinton when he allowed Westinghouse to sell two nuclear reactors in 1994 to North Korea, from which they've been extracting plutonium and making nuclear weapons.
Same deal. The Clintons are always behind it. It's total insanity. And while claiming Trump's trying to cause a nuclear war, when every real analyst says Trump is a godsend of daytime, notice Netanyahu, again, not perfect, but he's telling the truth here, comes out and has to have press conferences saying the U.S. government's policy was to abstain. They're behind this. I have proof. Of course it was. Our own media won't even blame Obama for Obama's official policy. I mean, they're calling it a conspiracy theory that Netanyahu says the U.S. was behind this vote when they were admittedly behind it, but part of Obama's legacy. I mean, this is the level of where they deny that there's 18,000 IRS agents hired to put penalties on you with Obamacare when people are getting hit with the penalties by the millions. It's this stonewall of lies.
Any wonder why Gerald Celente still refers to the media, and rightly so, as prostitutes? That's exactly what they are.
They are. They're media whores. They will lie for it. They're insane. They're totally insane. And I'm telling you, Obama is deranged. And all these weirdo professors getting foundation money from the richest robber barons to say, I'm white, I'm a communist, let's go kill white people. I mean, this is the craziest crap. The average white person's like everybody else, picking their kids up, doing laundry, going to the softball game, going to church. I mean, what the hell, man? It is that they are such flaming criminals. And it's not black people that are mainly doing it. It's a bunch of scum, a bunch of weirdo white people.
Look at all of the electors who had their lives threatened prior to the Electoral College vote, that if they didn't change their vote for Hillary, that they were going to be assassinated. And yet no one from the Justice Department has done a darn thing to investigate this.
But people kept asking why nobody stopped Lenin and then Stalin and nobody stopped Hitler in their own countries. I'm telling you, I don't get up here and talk like this in 20-something years on air. It's time, folks, for the states to get together for emergency declarations, for Trump to have the backing of the states, it should come from the states, though, and to call for him to get into office early and stop Obama. Obama is clearly, like when the Nazis were losing in Russia, they burned and blew everything up as they went back, okay? This is what they are blowing the country up in front of us, and they're so pissed to see the ball and chain taken off our leg and the economy already exploding. And they're openly trying to freeze the economy right now. We are under seditious attack. God bless you, John. Here's the deal. I cannot come up with rhetoric strong enough, okay? I mean, we're seeing stuff happen that if it happened 10 years ago, every real liberal would be out in the streets freaking out. They passed a law to put the intelligence agencies over, quote, all media and shut everybody down, calling us enemy combatants. This is crazy town. And then I see all these weird leftist sites going, good, arrest Alex Jones. Why? Because I want lower taxes? At least treat the people coming in with drug-resistant TB and syphilis and MRSA and all these other forms of third-world diseases like leprosy is making a comeback? Hadn't been here in hundreds of years? They know people got leprosy coming in. And they're just saying, come on in. They don't even treat them. I mean, folks, we literally have people trying to destroy the country. I mean, I don't just say that. They are literally out to get us. They are foaming at the mouth, crazy people. Look at this. Look at this professor that says, kill all the whites. I mean, you look at this guy, and Reuters reports on it like it might be a good thing. Look at this crazy person if you're a TV viewer. Look at him. These little nothings couldn't find his way out of a paper bag. Government's paid for him his whole life. Mega banks financing through foundations. And he sits there just dreaming of death. Ha, you little punk. You actually start a physical war with us. You have any idea what's going to happen to you? You are a sniveling piece of trash. And if you start it, you're going to get trampled under our feet. And I don't take any pleasure in that. I don't run out in the field and start stomping on dog crap. You understand that? I want you to get out of my way. Just get out of my way. Go be scum in the corner. Sit there and hate everybody because you're a piece of trash. I love everybody, and I want us to win, and we're going to, scumbag. Get out of our way. Get out. Get out of our way, Satan. Get behind me, Satan. George Mayer, servant of Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, get behind me. Get behind me. If you hate humanity so much, then you have the courage to slit your own wrist. Kill yourself before you call for killing a whole group of people because of what color they are, you sniveling demon. You snake. All right, let's go to this Russia piece. Here's the little intro piece. They took clips of our show for National Russian TV. And then I don't want to play the part, not where I was on there, but let's play the part where they were responding and talking. And it's an hour long. I didn't even have any commercials, but it's private media. I mean, a couple of these guys are Putin advisors. I mean, top Putin advisors. So here is the intro.
We have a special program today because in a few moments we are joined by a legendary American journalist, Alex Jones. But before that, let's see this short piece about our today's special guest, Alex Jones. Mainstream media, the fourth estate, is molding us today. We form our worldview, our perception of reality, depending on how the mainstream media presents the information to us. In the Western world, the dictatorship of the liberal paradigm is all too obvious when it comes to the media, but it's become especially brazen during the U.S. presidential race. All the big media moguls openly supported the war criminal Hillary Clinton. Round the clock, with the help of lies, distortions, and fake polls, they praised her political platform and assured of her inevitable win. Meanwhile, all the front pages of every other publication portray Trump as a loser, intentionally exaggerating his supposed dark past. His words taken out of context and repeated over and over on all media outlets. On November 8th, the main Western media operations had already prepared their November 9 issue with Hillary's portrait on the cover and headline, Madam President. And television programs have prepared reports praising the lady kingpin of the world financial elite. Something went wrong, and all the pre-scripted news packages turned a complete fiasco. They've put everything on the line and failed miserably. The predetermined Clinton win has suffered a death blow. The numbers spoke for themselves. Trump won. No one in the U.S. mainstream media believed or wanted to believe in Trump. No one, except for those in the scientific polls, Los Angeles Times, and one dynamic, highly passionate, energetic, and unrelenting journalist and documentary producer Alex Jones, the director and editor-in-chief of InfoWars News. It is this journalist who had the courage to show the truth of what is really going on in the United States. For many years, he has been fighting the false narratives of the mainstream media information. He has exposed the globalist liberal ideology prevailing in a totalitarian style on the modern Western media front. He reported on the financial elites, their stakes and strategies during the election. Alex Jones believes that behind all the world's media outlets, there's an ideological liberal agenda which aims at building a unipolar empire. This world government manipulates all the prominent media systems for the sake of their own personal interests. He was all but ostracized for continually exposing the war crimes of Hillary Clinton. They avoided mentioning his name, and his website suffered repeated denial of service attacks. But they couldn't stop him. His videos continue to gather hundreds of thousands of views. InfoWars InfoWars.com was practically the only resource where the elections were covered thoroughly and objectively. They didn't cut their live feeds when someone voiced criticism towards the FBI, and they discussed the WikiLeaks dumps. InfoWars has built itself to serve the interests of the American people. This media organization showed its independence from the world financial elite. It showed its sovereignty from the globalist owners. And today, when all the mainstream liberal media have utterly been discredited, revealing themselves as puppets, InfoWars, along with the new independent media outlets, are becoming powerful forces in the new era and new paradigm which ushered Donald Trump.
Now, this is Vladimir Putin's favorite TV show. Just what you're watching. It's on record. You can look it up. In fact, I'll play another clip and tell you all about the station and the national network. But this is what they're preaching. Christianity, family, battling the globalists, battling the New World Order. They've thrown the oligarchs out. They want America to throw out the globalists as well, and Europe. It's not the Russians behind it. We're in solidarity with the Russians. And this is what they're claiming is Russia manipulating America. No, our Americana ideas are going into Russia more than their ideas here. And they basically say that. Let's go to some clips that have been translated.
I'm very happy that Alex Jones is live with us right now. We have been following you, Alex, for many years, including myself personally. And when you became truly celebrated in this new era of Donald Trump, I marveled at you. The fact that such people as yourself, who embody such free and independent points of view, which are shared in reality by millions of people, Americans and worldwide, and millions of Russian people, how you became a hero of this campaign, how you told the truth while everyone else lied, how you held your ground fearlessly against all the attacks, and all the dirt that they were throwing your way. And whether it be Russians, Europeans, Asians, or Turks, for us, you were an example of a true American man, the true American spirit. You, Alex, have changed our view of who a real American is. If the American people are anything like you, then the attitude toward your country, toward your people, will be radically changed. And when Donald Trump won, whom you supported, and whom we were all also in solidarity with, when you and him and all of us won, I said this.
Anti-Americanism is over.
Anti-Americanism is over. Now the people of the free United States, free Russia, and all the anti-globalist powers worldwide have to build a new world, new architecture. We are exceedingly glad to see you on our program broadcasting live right now. And from the bottom of our hearts, we thank you for being the genuine face of real America. Good evening, Alex. My name is Andrei Afanasyev, and I'm the host of The Russian Answer. My show is about geopolitics, strategy, and diplomacy, and we regularly follow you and your colleagues at InfoWars, including your presence on social media. And of course, lately, especially, InfoWars has been under attacks and pressure coming from the swamp of the mainstream media. But after Clinton lost, they weren't able to accept it. It seems they don't have the strength of mind to recognize their defeat. And of course, they have to attack the ones who played such an important role in this victory, which is you and your colleagues in the independent American Patriot media. Today, we find ourselves together in the same situation. See, when you speak of the civil war that is happening in America, the same civil war is happening in Europe. And in the same civil war, which was started 16 years ago in our country, the forces of good have also been victorious. That's why we understand that today we are all in the same situation, whether it be Russians, Americans, or Europeans. The globalists do not represent America. They are the enemy of the American people. And when you tell people,
you are resistance,
addressing your supporters, it sounds like a call to all the people worldwide to shake off the dominance of the globalist elites and establish in each of our countries our own American order in America, Russian order in Russia, Turkish order in Turkey, and this war and struggle is what unites us. Prior to a certain point, the global corporations, transnational corporations, the globalist elites were presented to us as the voice of the United States. But thanks to Trump's victory, we now know that there is a distinct difference between the American people, that's you, that's those who are the resistance to the globalist dictatorship, and the political elites, which organize color revolutions against us. And they, the Soroses, the Clintons, the Obama administration, the so-called deep state, they also organize color revolutions against Trump, refusing to recognize the democratic victory of the American people. And all of us united have to think about how we can resist this elite. We, the people, each defending our own system of values, have to engage in dialogue in terms of what do we want to build instead of globalism. And this time, to build it not in opposition to America, not in opposition to Russia, not in opposition to Turkey, not so that we fight each other to protect our narrow national interests, which is what the globalists impose on us, to fight with each other, a civil war. We have to avoid this. And that's why the communication and dialogue between us, exchange of ideas and different views, is so important.
Now, again, there's an hour of this, and I'm going to have it posted at InfoWars.com today with some of the parts that have had a translation put on it. Daria does an amazing job. She sounds better than the folks they have on BBC and RT. She does an amazing job. And her parents came here to escape the Soviet Union, and she's a great Army veteran and just done amazing things working here in the last couple of years at InfoWars. But I tell you, Buckley did a great job when her email came through, getting her through. And again, I'm getting her hired so that we can translate these things. But again, how do you pronounce the name of the TV network? I know it's nationwide in Russia, Daria. Because I don't want to pronounce it wrong.
Repeat that question again, Alex.
How do you pronounce the name of the TV network? There it is on screen.
It's called Tsargrad TV.
And then I guess the website is, what's the URL? We've got it on screen, but I want to tell folks the URL.
TSARGRAD.TV.
And for the folks that don't know, we had Vice here when they were on, and the guy was flipping out by the people that were on that show. Those are like some of Trump's top advisors. So he was like walking in, and they're like, oh, my God, you are a Russian agent. What's going on here? And my whole point is I'm promoting 1776 worldwide. All that means is human liberty against, you know, any centralized tyranny, national sovereignty, family, right to religion, a true open civilization. That idea is what made America great. And so the world's rediscovering what America really is, and they're going to end up adopting a lot of our ideas, we'll adopt their ideas, but it's a true world at peace. And that a true world that can actually organize against radical Islam that the globalists are basically using to smash and control the West. And so it's very clear what's happening. And I saw this operation decades ago. I knew we could form an opposition to it, as I've said thousands of times. Even if you've only been a listener a few years, you've heard this thousands of times. I say it every day. You expose globalists, you expose their system, you expose how anti-human it is, how it's a technocracy based on the end of humanity as we know it, a eugenics-based system. Everyone will want to resist it because it's so evil. But it's all about hoaxes and false realities and confusing everyone and misrepresenting countries and playing us off against each other. But the moment people click and break through that, it's all over. There's no coming back. And every fiber of you then wants to see human prosperity, human destiny fulfilled. And you want to see the globalists that want to have some nuclear war death wish, some satanic Ragnarok fall. All right, hour number four, straight ahead. I'm going to come back, take a few calls, and then hand the baton to Paul Watson. If you just joined us for the first time, you have found it, the Info War.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.